The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Zayin. Today's daf in memory of Yaakov Ben Rachel Ashkenazi by his family. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilui Nishmat Yitzhak Abraham Ben Esther. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilui Nishmat Acham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Is the name Esther? Le'ilui Nishmat? Today's daf is being studied Le'ilui Nishmat Esther Bat Hanna. Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Zayin, Amud Rishon, second line, beginning with Amar Rav Sheshat. Just to review where we're holding in this sugya. Yesterday we learned about a very important machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshat. The machloket is regarding the following case. We have somebody that became Tameh. Let's say he became Tameh by Tumat Mit, which means he came in contact with a corpse. So now, let's say he's the Kohen. He has to bring a Korban in the Beit HaMikdash. And we're specifically talking about a Korban Sibur, a Korban that is brought for the community, for the people. And we're also talking about a Korban that has a specific time to it. So it's a Korban Sibur Shekavua Alo Zeman. So we said in this case over here, can the Kohen who is Tameh bring it? So there's a machloket on this. According to Rav Nachman, he says, Tum'ah hutra b'sibur. Hutra means it's permissible. Meaning there's no problem. The Kohen who is Tameh can go bring this Korban. Even though he is Tameh, we have special Gezerat HaKatuv, special Pesukim, to come and tell us Tum'ah hutra b'sibur, meaning it's mutar, permissible, without any problems. However, according to Rav Sheshat held of the principle Tum'ah dechuya b'sibur. Dechuya means it's Tum'ah is overridden in the Sibur, but if you have other options, let another Kohen bring it. Which means it's almost as if we only allow it under duress or under circumstance where you cannot alleviate it, then we'll let the Kohen bring it betum'ah. So there's a big difference between hutra and dehuya. Hutra is, it's permissible, no problem. Where dehuya is, it's pushed away the tum'ah, but if you have other options, you should exercise the other options. So that's a very important machloket between these Amoraim. So the Gemara in yesterday's daf explained the parameters of this machloket. And there was two ways to understand it. The first way to understand it was, let's say on any given day in the Beit HaMikdash, you have Kohanim that are Tehorim and Kohanim that are Temeim. Yeah, both. Let's say there's 100 Kohanim that work on Monday. 50 of them are Taor, 50 of them are Tameh. And you have to bring a Korban Sibur that day. Let's say the Olat Tamid Shel Shahar. That's a Korban Sibur that has a time. Or the Olat Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So according to the first version of the Gemara, if you have Tehorim, everybody will tell you, use the Tehorim. Even the Nachman that says Tum'ahu Trab Sibur, hey, but here you got Tehorim right in front of you. What do you have to use the Kohanim Temeim for? So what's the machloket then between them? The machloket is, let's say, all Mondays Kohanim were Temeim. Rav Nachman will tell you, use them, no problem. Tum'ah hutra b'sibur. Whereas Rav Sheshat will tell you, no. Tum'ah dechuya b'sibur, so we'd rather you toil and go get another Kohen from a different day. Which means go to the roster of the Kohanim that work on Tuesday and go bring them, because they're Tahor, and let them bring the Korban. So that would be the nafka mina between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshat. In a case where you have on a given day all the Kohanim are Temeim, Rav Nachman says no problem. Let them bring the korban. Tumahut Rabbisibur. There's nothing to talk about. Whereas Rav Sheshat will say, no, go to another, we call that a bet av, and get a kohen that is tahor. Because he holds dehuya. Dehuya means if you have no choice and you did it, but the chetada have to make the option. A second version, which is a more lenient version of this gemara, was as follows. Let's say you have, on a given day, Monday, 50 kohanim tehorim, 50 kohanim temeim. Rav Nachman will tell you, tum'ah hutra, you can even use the temeim, which is an amazing thing. You have tehorim right in front of you, don't worry about it. Tum'ah hutra besibur, use the tameh guy. What do you mean, but the guy's right here, just give the korban, doesn't matter. Tum'ah hutra besibur, there's no difference. You can use the tahor guy, or you can use the tameh, tum'ah hutra besibur. Where in that case, certainly, Rav Sheshat will say, no. That case, Madai, you should use the Tahor. So that's the Mahloket, and the ways to understand the Mahloketin of Nachman and Rav Sheshat. So comes the Gemara now. Amar Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat says, Mina Aminala. How do I know that this concept of Tum'at Met is Dehuya Besibur? What's my source? How do I know that it's Dehuya, that it's pushed away? So it says, Detanya, because we have a Braita. Haya Omed Umakriv Minchata Omer. Let's say the Kohen was standing and he was sacrificing Minchata Omer. What is Minchata Omer? We know on the second day of Pesach, there's a special Korban. It's called Korban HaOmer. What they would do is, after Motzei Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, meaning after the first Yom Tov by night, they would go to the fields and they would cut the first barley in the field. It was a special ritual called Ketzirat Ta'omer. And then the next day, which is the second day of Pesach, they would grind it into very fine flour and they would bring it on the Mizbeach. This was called Korban Ha'omer. So it says, Haya Omed Umakriv Minchata Omer. The Kohen, let's say, was standing in the Beit HaMikdash, about to bring the Korban HaOmer. V'nitmet b'yado. Oh, what happened? The Omer itself became Tameh. Something happened to it. The sheretz fell on it. Something happened to the Korban HaOmer. So Omer, he tells the Kohanim that are next to him, Umevi'im Aheret Tachteha. He signals to them, hey fellas, the mincha became tamer. Bring another one. Bring some more, some more wheat or some more barley, so we can make another omer. V'im en sham elahi. But let's say that's the only one you have. The only one you have is the mincha that's tameah. Omrim lo. So they tell the kohen, heve pikeach ushtok. Be smart and keep quiet. What do I mean by telling you, let's be smart and be quiet? Meaning, be smart, listen. The law is, tum'ad dehuya besibur. This is a public korban. If you have no options, you can bring it. But you know what? Keep quiet. Don't let anybody know that it's tameh. Because the people are going to misinterpret and think that just like this korban, or this mincha you brought, betum'ah, they're going to bring their private korbanot betum'ah. And a private korban yahid cannot come betumah. So therefore they advise the kohen, listen, bring it, but be smart, but still keep quiet. Don't let anybody know that we're bringing it betumah, because the people are going to misunderstand it. So comes the Gemara and says, katani mihat, a partial quotation from the Braita, Omer umevi'im acheret tachteha. Preferably, we try to get another mincha. So what does this prove to you? That tum'ah dehuya besibur, because if you held tum'ah hutra besibur, finished hutra sutra. I mean, according to, let's say, the second version, where Rav Nachman said, even if you have tahor available, right by the kohanim, he said, doesn't matter, use the temeim. Why hutra? It's permissible. So over here, the chara, it's a question on Rav Nachman. Why would we tell the kohen? Go get another one. What are you going to get another one for? If it's Tum'ah Hutra, just bring the Tameh one. And this is a proof to Rav Sheshat, that from the fact that we tell the Kohen, hey, listen, wait, don't bring this one. Let's get another one that's Tahor, that shows you it's really Dehuya. Dehuya meaning it's not like a Tahida, you can bring it Betum'ah. If you have no options, you can bring it Betum'ah. Now, some want to learn this question, even according to the first version, which is even according to the first version, where Rav Nachman said, if you have, let's say, 50 Kohanim Teorim and 50 Timaim, even that Rav also used the Teorim, correct? He said in that case, you have to use the Teorim. And what was the case that Rav Nachman argued on? In the case where they were all Tameh, he didn't make you go to a different day's Kohanim and get the Teorim because it's too much of a Tidha. So what do you mean? Over here, we are being Matriyah. Because over here, we're making the Kohen go and get a different Minha that's Tahor, that's a Tidha, that's a toil. So Rav Nachman, you were the one that said before, what? If all the Kohanim are Timaim, bring it, no problem. Hey, why don't you go to a different day, meaning the group of Tuesday, let's say. Go find them, track them down, they're Tahor, let them bring it. Nah, too much of a Tidha, he says. Too much of a Tidha. But over here you see, we are being Matriyah. Because we're making the Kohen go now and get another Mincha that is Tahor. So either way, it's a question according to either version of Rav Nachman. So therefore, Rav Sheshat says, you have a proof that what? Tum'az dehuya nar hutra. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Modina, hecha de'ika shirayim la'achila. I agree, in a case like this, where there's shirayim, literally leftovers, that have to be eaten. Let's discuss this law. By the Korban HaOmer, what did they do? They took part of the mincha, a komitz of it actually, like a handful or fistful, we'll call it, and they placed it on the mizbeah. Right, that's how you bring the mincha. Whatever's left over now is called shiyarim mincha. The leftovers of the mincha. What do you do with the leftovers of the mincha? The kohanim eat them. They're edible. So the Nachman says like this, when did I say my law of tum'ah hutra? That's in a case where it's not, let's say, mandatory to eat from the animal. Because even if you hold tum'ah hutra, we don't allow the kohen to eat the meat mitum'ah. Let's say he brings the korban tzibur, and he brings it because we say tum'ah hutra. Now there's meat. Can the kohen eat the meat? No, chas v'shalom, he's tameh bet. Yeah, but you let him bring it. Yeah, we let you bring it mitum'ah, but we don't let you eat it mitum'ah. It's a big difference. So Rav Nachman says, what do you want from me over here? Here's a case where we want the kohen to eat it. So since we want the kohen to eat it, and he will not be able to eat it if he is tameh, or the mincha is tameh, we're not going to be able to, he's not going to be able to eat it. Therefore, we say better if he can get a a different one. Even Rav Nachman will agree to tum'ah dehuya. So the dynamic here is different than a regular korban. My regular korban hutra, because we don't care if he eats the meat or not. But here we'd rather him eat the basar. Let's read that in Rashi together. Look at the Rashi on the fourth line. Modina, I agree. Hechad ika shirayim la'achila. Ve'afagav de korban sibur karev betumah. Even though Rav Nachman said the korban sibur is brought betumah, enon echal betumah, but you can't eat it. Kedamina beketzat tzulek, like we learned in Pesachim. Ubeminha hanikmetzet, and by mincha that we take the comments and put it on the mizbeah. Modina de madrina la'asot betahara. So I agree that we try to do in the chetachila betahara shiyu shirayim nechalim, because we try to accomplish that what? That the shirayim will be eaten. So that's the way Rav Nachman is going to explain it. Only question is, that Tosafot asks, is alright, that's only because you were able to find another mincha. But let's say you weren't able to find another mincha. Which means, we tell the Kohen, hey, listen, the Kohen says, get me another mincha, this one became Tameh. But if you couldn't find another mincha, you're going to bring it. What do I mean? How are you going to bring it? What's going to happen with the shirayim? You're not going to be able to eat it. So how does the Gemara even allow it to be brought betumah? So the Tosafot answers that we allow them to bring it based on a different principle that we're going to see soon, the law of the seats. The halakha says that in cases where, let's say, in this case, the mincha became tameh, so if you bring it on the mizbeah, you're bringing it betumah. Well, how could you bring it betumah? It's not edible. The shinaim is not edible. So we have a law that the seats that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, that had the ability to atone and mechaper for things that were brought betumah. So therefore, it's allowed in such a case, in any event, even where the shinaim is not going to be eaten, because we'll use the seats factor that the Kohen's wearing, that has the ability to be mechaper. And therefore it is indeed meratzeh. It should be pointed out that there is a question on this Tosafot, because that which the seats is mechaper, it's only b'di'avad. Here we're telling the Kohen l'chatachila to bring it betumah. That's the question of the Netziv, and he goes and has a different mahalach. And anyway, that's the explanation. So comes the Gemara and says, metibe. The Gemara has a question from a braita against Rav Nachman. Hayam makriv minchat parim ve'elim uchbasim ve'netmet beyado. We actually have over here three cases. The Kohen was standing with the mincha. Always when we say mincha, it's the flower offering. Right? That's the flower offering that comes with the korban. Every korban has three components. The actual korban itself, the wine libation, that's called the nesachim, and of course the mincha. So the Kohen was standing with the mincha of either the parim, par, that's the bulls, elim, rams, kevasim, sheep, the netmet biyado. And the mincha became tameh. Oh, so now what does he do? Omer. So he tells to the Kohanim that are standing around him and says, Mevi'im acheret tachteah. He says, fellas, this mincha became tameh, bring me a replacement. V'im en sham elahi. Ah, but like we learned above, let's say it's the only mincha available. Omrim lo, they tell him, Heve pikeach ushtok. Same concept. They tell him, listen, be smart and keep quiet. Meaning, be smart and bring it on the Mizbeah. Because anyway, we'll say that Tum'ah, Dehuyah b'sibud. However, keep quiet. Don't tell anybody. Because if they see you bring this Mitum'ah, this is a Sibur Korban, they might come to bring their Korban Yahid Mitum'ah. And that's not allowed. So they tell him, be smart and keep quiet. So comes the Gemara and says, my love. Now what type of Korban are we talking about over here? We just said the style. Is this a Korban Yahid? Is this a Korban Sibur? So the Gemara says, my love, Parim Elim Uchbasim Dehag. Must be we're talking about over here the korbanot that they brought when? On Sukkot. Because on Sukkot they brought a lot of animals. They brought parim, elim, and kevasim. So therefore it's got all the qualifications that we're looking for. It's a korban sibur. It's kavu azman. It has a specific time to it because we're talking about over here Sukkot. And still, what are we saying? If the mincha became tameh, try to get a different mincha. What does that tell you? That tum'ah dechuyah b'sibur, but not hutra. Because if it was hutra b'sibur, they tell the Kohen, just bring it. Well, what are you even making options to go get a different korban? So that's a question against Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, Amar lecha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, lo. Who told you that we're talking about the korbanot of Sukkot that are korbanot sibur? The Braita doesn't tell us what type of korbanot they are. They just tell us the mincha of a par, an ayil, and a kevis. So you right away assume that it's talking about of Sukkot, and therefore you assume that we're working with the principles over here of Tum'ad Dehoya B'Sibur. No. I'll tell you over here like this. Parim, par da'avodah zarah. We're talking about the bull that was brought fa'avodah zarah. What's the case fa'avodah zarah? Let's say Bet Din made a mistake. They made a hora'ah, they made a ruling. And as a result of their ruling, it caused B'nai Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah. Their ruling was a mistake. Halakha says the sibur, to atone for this, has to bring a par. So it's a korban sibur. However, it's a korban sibur, the Gemara says, even though it's a korban sibur, lo kaviya lezman, it's not bound by time. That korban of Avodah Zarah that you're bringing to atone for the Avodah Zarah, you can bring any time of the year. It's not like you have to bring it on, Tuesday the morning. You can bring it all year long. And therefore, umadrinan. Therefore, you have to bring a tahor one. Which means the mincha that you're going to bring with it has to be tahor. Because what's the rule? Again, get the klalim. There's a lot of rules when it comes to korbanot. The only time we say to ahutra is when a korban sibur shekavu alozman. This would be a korban sibur she'en kavu alozman. So therefore, that's why Rav Nachman says, what are you asking me from this brayta over here? The brayta makes a lot of sense now. If the mincha became tameh of this korban, what are we going to say? We're going to say, bring another one. Why? No, we're talking about when the mincha became tameh. Yeah, over here the mincha became tameh. Something touched the mincha that only makes the mincha tameh and doesn't transfer to the kohen, we have to say. So therefore, from the fact that we're saying bring another one, that's only because we're talking about a korban sibur she'en kavua alo zeman, and therefore we have to bring a different one. Now, again, we'll have the same question that we had above from the Tosafot. But let's say that was the only one that was there. The Gemara said to the kohen, keep quiet and bring it. So we have to say again that the reason why you're allowed to bring it is because the seats will be mechaper on such a korban nonetheless. In any event, the Gemara continues. So that's the case of the par. So he answered the par case. Now we got to answer the ayil case, and we have to answer the kevis case, because there's three cases in this braita. So the Gemara says, Elim, when we talk about the rams, be'elo shel Aaron, it's talking about the ayil that Aaron brought on Yom Kippur. Dafagav the kaviya lezman, that has a time to it because it's only brought on Kippur. However, kevan diyachidu, since that's a personal korban, that's Aaron's korban, and therefore me'adrinan. Because what's the law? We said by a korban yachid, there's no law of tumah hutra. By a yachid, already we're going to say tumah dechuya. So therefore, again, the ayil case is talking about the mincha that belongs to the ayil of Aharon on Kippur became tameh. If it belonged to the sibur, we'd say what? Bring it, no problem. Tumah hutra b'sibur. But since it's a private korban and a korban yachid shekavu alo zman, we're holding that what? You really cannot bring it. Look at tahila. It should be pointed out that seemingly this is a problematic with the Rashi that we learned above that said that the korban of Aharon on Kippur, even though it's yachid, Rashi taught us that it has the din of a sibur, because since without it he cannot bring the korbanot sibur of the day, so they treat it like a sibur. From this Gemara's mashma, now we're treating it like a korban yachid. So the Mefarshim struggle to try to answer up what the difference in this case is and what the difference is the case above, where it was mashma that the korban of Aharon is really considered like a korban sibur. But we will go further just to point out that question. Now what about the kevasim? So the kevasim bekeves haba ima omer diikashirayim la'achila. The kevasim case, you know what the kevasim case was talking about? The kevasim that are brought on the second day of Pesach with the korban ha'omer that we discussed above, with the flour that they grind up and they take the kemitzah, they would bring a kevis, they would bring a sheep with it. The korban ha'omer consists of a korban, an actual animal, and with it comes the mincha. Oh, so this is a korban sibur, it's kavu azman. Oh, so the kaora would even try to get a replacement. We should just bring the mincha as it is, tameh. But we learned above that in the case where we want to eat the shirayim, so then already we're going to have to try to do it betahara. Because when you eat the shirayim, even though we say tum'ah hutra, it doesn't allow you to eat it. So therefore what Rav Nachman basically did was, he gave a different interpretation than his Braita. The question from the Braita was what? Hey, I'll show you three korbanot. The parim, the elim, the kevasim. In all three cases, if the mincha of those korbanot became tameh, preferably we tell the kohen, let's get a different one, that's tahor. Shad says, he proved to me. Tum'ah dechuya. Because we thought we were talking about a korban sibur. Shekabu al ozman. We thought this was talking about the korban of Sukkot. Comes on Nachman and says, nah. I'll tell you that these three cases are three independent cases. I'll tell you the case of the parim is a part of the Avodah Zarah. Albeit it's a korban sibur, but it's not kabu al ozman. Therefore, the Kataila, we should try to get a pure tahor mincha. Oh, the case of the ayil. Case of the ayil is a private korban. It's Aaron's korban on Kippur. So even though it's kavu azman, but it's korban yachid. Korban yachid, we don't say utra b'simur. Oh, and the keves case? That's the keves that we bring on the second day of Pesach with the korban ha'omer. And there was talk about the mincha became, the korban ha'omer became tameh, and Rav Nachman himself just taught us that in that case we don't say hutra either. Because since we want the shiraim to be edible, so therefore we prefer that what? We bring a different korban. It should be a different mincha. It should be pointed out, according to this interpretation, it is a little strange. In the case of Aharon, when it came to Aharon's ayil that he brought on Kippur. So what's the case? The way the Braita said it was, it became tameh. So we tell the Kohen, or the Kohen says, listen, bring me another one. But if there's not another one, we tell him, heve pikeyah ushtok. Be smart and keep quiet. Hey, who are you talking to? You're talking to the Kohen Gadol over on Kippur. That would not be the most respectful way to talk to a Kohen Gadol. That lashon over there, heve pikeyah ushtok. So I saw that this was brought down, they asked this question. The Pinesh Shlomo asked this question. So he says that although the ayil on Kippur had to be brought by the Kohen Gadol, the mincha that comes with the ayil does not have to be brought by the Kohen Gadol. So therefore you're not really talking to the Kohen Gadol. You could be talking to a Kohen Hidyot. When it comes to Kohen Hidyot, we don't have the same respect as a Kohen Gadol. In any event, we continue. So basically what the Gemara is doing here today is it's asking questions to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman is deflecting them. He's answering them. Comes the Gemara and says, Meti be. I have a question. And according to Rav Nachman, that holds Tum'ah Utra B'Sibur. Dam Shnitma Uzrako. Okay, you have the blood of the Korban. It became Tameh. Even so, the Kohen sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. Bishogeg, if, let's say, he sprinkled it Bishogeg, unintentionally means he, let's say, there's two ways of understanding this word Bishogeg. If you remember when we learned the Masechet Pesachim, the Gemara offered two interpretations. Does Bishogeg mean that he knew it was Tameh, the blood, but he sprinkled it by mistake? Or does it mean Bishogeg that it became Tameh? Bishogeg. Is the Bishogeg going on the blood that became Tameh Bishogeg? Or no, the blood became Tameh even b'mezid. But when the Kohen came to sprinkle it by mistake, he sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. So that's the subject of Ma'alok L'Masechet Pesachim. In any event, we read again. Dam Shinitma Uzrako, the blood that became Tameh, he sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. Bishogeg. If let's say the Kohen did it Bishogeg, Hurza. Meaning the Baalim received Kapara. However, b'mezid, if he did it b'mezid, we'll learn it like the Shita that says, the Kohen sprinkled it b'mezid, meaning he knew that became Tameh, and still he sprinkled it on his Mizbeach. So what does the Gemara say? Lo hurza. Ah, lo hurza. There's no kapara. The Baalim do not get kapara. So that's a question against Rav Nachman. If you tell me tum'ah hutra b'sibur, what do I care if the blood became Tameh? There should be no difference between Shogeg and Mezid. Tumah Utra, it's Tameh. The Kohen knows it's Tameh. So what? Sprinkle it. I thought Tumah Utra, why are you telling me that the owners do not get Kapara? So the Gemara answers, Rav Nachman will say, Ki Tanyahi, the Yahid. I'll say again, what do you want from me? We're talking about Korban Yahid in this Blaita. Did this Blaita say we're talking about Korban Sibur? No. And therefore, Atayyus Tumar Kurban Yahid, and even if Nachman agrees that a Kurban Yahid, we don't say Tum'ah Hutra Besibur. Now, very important to Rashi that we have to read over here. Let's look at the Rashi. B'mezid lo hurtza. To really understand what this Braita is talking about. You see that she b'mezid lo hurtza. The Braita said, b'mezid, if he sprinkles a b'mezid, no kapara for the Ba'alim. V'afal pisha sits miratzeh. What are you talking about? We know that it's specifically in cases like that, that's when the seats that the Kohen Gadol wears atones. So the Chaura, what do you mean, stop miratzeh? We have a rule. The seats that the Kohen Gadol wears around his forehead is mechaper for cases where korbanot were brought betum'ah. You shouldn't have done it. But if it was done, the Kohanim's clothes, they did a lot more. They were a lot more than just, begadim. They actually, each item was mechaper for a different thing. Like the Gemara says in a different place, the coat, the mi'il of the Kohen Gadol is mechaper on Lashon Hara. How? Different interpretation, but the point is the begadim of the Kohen Gadol mechaper on different things. The seats was mechaper on what? On korbanot that were brought with tum'ah. So that she's asking, what are you talking about? How could you tell me if the Kohen sprinkled it b'mezid, no hurtza, no kapara? What do you mean? I thought the seats is mechaper. So he says, kansu rabbanan. The rabbis penalized shelo ye basar ne'echal. That's the point. That the meat of such a korban cannot be eaten. Aval be'alim mihu nitkaperu. But the owners of the korban will receive kapara. De'lo nitu cholin azara. Because if you're not going to say this, if you're going to say that the korban is invalid, then it comes out that they slaughtered an invalid korban in the azara, and that's a big avon, to slaughter a non-sacred korban in the azara. Ve'amidoraita hazi. But midoraita from the Torah, the mezid, this is okay as well, because the seat is mechaper. But what the rabbis penalize and say in such a case over here, even though in the Torah, it's fine, but you're not going to be able to eat the basar. But basically, what you do see over here is what? That you still see that from the fact that the rabbi said that what? You should try to get a different korban. So the Gemara asked on the Rav Nachman, you said Tumah Utra. What do you mean? How can it be Utra? It sounds like it's Tumah Utra. Yeah, she says, no, we're talking about a korban Yachid. That's the way he answered. Fine. Now it should be pointed out, if this is the way that she's learning, that in a case where he did it b'mezid, and we're saying that really b'mezid minat Torah should be okay, because the seats is mechaper. Ela wat midrabbanan, they came along and said that, well, we don't want you to eat the korban. Oh, so then hold it. If that's the case, then what was even this question against Rav Nachman? We learnt above, for example, when Rav Nachman said by the Shiurim Mincha. The Shiurim Mincha said, no, that we waive the law of Tum'ah Hutra, because in the case of Shiurim Mincha, since we want the Kohen to eat the Shiurim Mincha, so we don't say Tum'ah Hutra. So say the same thing over here then. It's not another question of Katayla, because over here since you tell me the meat is unedible, because the Achamim made a knas over here that you cannot eat the meat. So that's why we're saying that Rav Nachman will say we don't say Tum'ah Hutra. Because whenever we want the whenever the meat does not become edible, the Chaura, we should say that the law of Tum'ah Hutra does not apply. That's actually the question of the Tosafot. Because again, the Tosafot asks like this. The whole question over here is the Gabed Achila, because Kapara is going to get. Kapara, the seat is Mechapet. So the whole Sheila is over here for the Achila. That's why we're telling him to what? He sprinkled the b'mezid, lo urtza, doesn't mean he didn't get kapara. He gets kapara. It's just that we're saying he cannot eat it. So if that's the case, even on Nachman agrees, in case where you cannot eat the korban, he says we don't say tum'ah utra, just like the case of the comments by the mincha. So the Tosafot asks this question. Tosafot answers that he says that in the case of Kemitzah, there the Kemitzah itself became Tameh. So in that case over there, we're not going to say Tumah Hutra. But the question over here is, here the actual Basad did not become Tameh. The Dam became Tameh. So in this case over here, the Kaura, we should say Tumah Hutra. That was the question. There's a difference between the Komet, why it wasn't edible, and the meat that's not edible. The Komet wasn't edible because it itself became Tameh. So the Gemara said, huh? The Komet became Tameh, oh, we're not going to say Tumah Hutra. Oh, but in this case over here, you should say Tumah Hutra, because here the Basar really didn't become Tameh, it's just the Dam. So that Dam Nachman answers, still we're not going to say Tumah Hutra, because we're talking about a Korban Yahid. But you're right, if we were talking about a Korban Sibur, he would say Tumah Hutra B'Sibur. Why? Because bottom line, like we learned, it'll be Tumah Hutra and a Korban Sibur that's Kavu Alo Zeman. The only question over here was in this case over here, when you tell me the Basar is not edible, why should the Basar be edible? It's not edible. Now we should say Tumah Hutra. I don't ask me from the Shia Reminha. They're the reason why Shia Reminha, we said we're not going to say Tumah Hutra because Be'etzim it became Tameh. Mashiach in it, it's not Be'etzim Tameh. So we should say Tumah Hutra. You're right, we would say it. And I was talking about Korban Yachid. Hashema. Next case. Alma Hasitz Merase. Interesting question. The Pasuk says that the haya al metzach aharon, the seats will be on the forehead of aharon. Vinasa aharon et avon hakodashim, and the seats will mechaper on the avon that is done for korbanot that are tameh. So it says, what type of korbanot does the seats meratze on? Al adam, al basar, al chelev, the blood, on the meat, on the fats, shinitma that became tameim. Ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid. Whether it became shogeg or mezid, now right away that's a question. What do you mean? We just said a second ago that b'mezid, it's a problem, right? But we said that the dam that became tameh b'mezid lo hurtza. Now that is right, they're saying that mezid, it is hurtza. All right, the Gemara menachot es testira. We continue. Ben be'ones, ben berason. Whether it happened be'ones, meaning by accident, ben berason, even if it became tameh willingly, ben b'yachid, ben b'sibur. Whether it happened to a private korban, whether it happened to a public korban, which we see clearly over here, comes out that the seats is really mechaper for most everything. Any part of the animal, the chalev, the dam, the basar, that became tameh, whether it was a korban yachid, whether it was a korban sibur, whether it was be'ones, be'ratzon, be'shogeg, be'mezid. Now incidentally, there's no difference between ratzon and mezid. Now she tells us this, it's just repeating it, because since we gave ones and ratzon, so we said shogeg and mezid. But shogeg is really the same, mezid is the same thing as ratzon. But the point is what? We're saying that there is seats is mechaper on all these cases. Now, hold it. If the seats is being mechaper, that means something wrong was done. If you hold Tumah Hutra b'sibur, nothing wrong was done. Tumah Hutra means it's mutar. What do I need kapara? See, the fact that you're telling me the seats has to be mechaper in all these cases, that's a question on Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman holds, it's legal. Bring the Qurban b'tum'ah. Hey, if I'm allowed to bring the Qurban l'katailah b'tum'ah, that means it's mutar. I ask you a question. If I do something mutar, do I need kapara after it? Of course not. If you want to tell me, maybe it's dihuya, so then already we can understand it. Dihuya, so you need a kapara from the seats. But if you hold me hutra, then what do you need the kapara for the seats? So again, I read this right again. Tashema, ma seats meratze, ala dam, ala basar, ala chaylev, shinitma, b'shogeg, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben b'onis, ben b'rason, ben b'yachid, ben b'sibur. V'isal kadatach tuma heteri b'sibur. Oh, here you go. If you want to tell me that tuma is hutra b'sibur, labba lil retzuye. What do I need kapara for? Amalak Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, you're right. Ki ketani hasitz miratzeh. When the Braita said that the seats atones at the Yahid, it's only referring to the Korban Yahid. In this Braita it said Bimbi Yahid, Bimbi Sibur. You have to split it. When it says the seats is Miratzeh, it just meant on the Yahid. But on the Sibur, it's accepted. Not because of the seats. It's accepted because of Mahutra. So then what the Braita is really saying is, if a Korban became Tameh, Ben Bi Yachid, Ben Bi Simur, it's accepted. But for two different reasons. The Yachid is accepted because of the Tzitzit Mechaper. The Sibur is accepted because Tumah Hutra Bi Sibur. Little Do'at to split the Braita like that, but that's the way Rav Nachman will answer. Or, Iba'i Tema, Afidu Tema Bi Sibur. That what? Delo Kaviyah Luzman. It is very simply. When it says Ben B'Yachid Ben B'Sibur, you know what type of Korban we're talking about? A Sibur Shelo Kavu Al Osman. Even Rav Nachman agrees that a Korban Sibur doesn't have a set time. We don't say Tumah Hutra. So therefore, Ben B'Yachid Ben B'Sibur Shelo Kavu Al Osman has seats Miratzeh. Because then you need the seats to get involved. Because without the seats, you're not going to have Kapara. But if it was a Kavu Al Osman, you don't need the seats at all, according to Rav Nachman. It's Mechaper on its own. Now let's read the Rashi. Dibura Matril Bembe Sibur. You see Rashi Bembe Sibur? Seats Liritsuye. This is explaining the question to us. From the fact that you see the seats has to be Mechaper, Shmachmina Lad Heteru. You see, that's obviously not Mutar. It's obviously a problem. That's why you need the seats to be Mechaper. Now, Uma Ben Yachid the Sibur. The Rashi's asking a question. If you're holding Tum'ah, let's say Dihuya, like Rav Sheshat, Tum'ah Dihuya B'Sibur, what's the difference between a Korban Yahid and a Korban Sibur? Which means if you're telling me now that the seat is Mechaper, then on a Yahid, then on a Sibur. Once already you tell me it's Mechaper, so then what do you need the principle of Tum'ah Dechoya even? Tum'ah Dechoya means if you did it, it's okay. What do you mean? Over here we're saying, L'chaura, Ben B'Yaqid, Ben B'Sibur, you need a Ritsui of the seats. So that she says, En Tum'ah Taguf Nidche Etzlo. So he says like this. If let's say a Yahid became Tameh, an individual, his goof, his body became Tameh. You have to know the rules now. Put this in your rule book for Korbanot. If a Yahid became Tameh, let's say he's Tameh Met, he cannot bring his Korban in that stage. And if he did, the seats is not going to be Mechaper in such a case of Tumat Taguf of a Yahid. However, if let's say the Sibur, or for let's say the Sibur, or yeah, became Tameh, let's say by Korban Pesach. But the Sibur became Tameh, what did we learn? Sibur becomes Tameh for Korban Pesach, they bring the Korban. Velo al yedei seats. Right, you don't even need the seats in that case. That's brought because either Tum'ah, Dehoya, or Tum'ah, Hutra. The point is, there'll be a difference between Yahid and Sibur legabeh Tum'ah Taguf. Tum'ah Taguf of Yahid. It's not Hutra, it's not Dehoya, it's not Mechupar al the seats. Nothing, it's Avon. Mashaken, a Sibur is different, but a Sibur will be either Hutra or Dehoya. Comes the Gemara continues. Next case. The Pasuk says, Metibe, we have a Braita. Venasa Aharon et Avon HaKodashim. Okay, the Braita says that Aharon, wearing the seats around his forehead, will atone for the sin that is done by the Korban. Vechi is Avon Hunose. Hey. I'm going to ask an obvious question. Which Avon are we talking about? Aharon will carry the sins of the Kodashim. What sin? Im Avon Pigul. If it's talking about the sin of Pigul, what does Pigul mean? Let's say the Kohen at the time that he's slaughtering the Korban, he has in mind that he's going to eat the meat outside its time. Or actually, Chutzla Mekomo, outside its place. Let's say the Korban can only be eaten in the walls of Jerusalem. As the Kohen slaughtering, he's thinking to himself, he didn't even verbalize it. He thought to himself, you know, I'm slaughtering this Korban, I'm going to eat this in Chutz Yerushalayim. That's called Pigul. The Torah clearly says pigul hu lo yiratzeh. Pigul is not accepted. So we definitely know that the seitz is not mechaper for the sin of pigul. The Torah clearly says it's not. Hakevan ne'emad lo yiratzeh. The Torah already tells us it's unatonable. V'imahavon notar, or maybe the seitz is mechaper for notar. Notar means leftover. Or like this, let's say the Kohen at the time of the Shechita, he has Kavanah to eat it past its time. Let's say the Korban can only be eaten for 2 days. As the Kohen is slaughtering, he's thinking, you know what, I'm going to eat this Korban 3 days from now. That's called Notar. And that's a Mahshavah that's posel the Korban. The seitz is not mechaper for that either. You know why? Because the Pasuk says, Arei Kevan Ne'emar Lo Yahashev. Because the Pasuk clearly says, Lo Yahashet, it's not acceptable. So then the question is, what then is the seitz mechaper for? So the Gemara says, Enu nose el avon tum'ah. Must be that the seitz is mechaper for what? For a tum'ah. Now why? Well, it can't be pigul, because you told me Lo Yiratzeh. It can't be notar, because it says Lo Yahashet. How'd you come to tum'ah? If the animal became tameh, let's say. So he says, Shiutra miklala. Because anyway we have a principle that says what? By tum'ah we find a leniency. What's the leniency that we find by tum'ah? Tum'ah hutra besimur. So once already we find that tum'ah is lenient in a certain aspect, we're going to take it a little further and say a yahid that brought a korban and the korban became tameh, the seats will be mechaper. And that's what it says, the seats around Aaron's fire is what? Mechaper. I'm telling you again, how do you know that a yahid that brought a korban and the korban was tameh and they brought it on the mizbeah, how do you know the seats will be mechaper? Because we know the seats is mechaper for something. So that doesn't tell us what. It just says, V'nasa'i t'avon ha-kodashim. But we have three options. Pigul? No, pigul does not mechaper. Lo yiratzeh. Notar? No, lo yahashev. So what's up? We're narrowing down our options. So then we use deduction, or we use logic. We say like this, you know what? Must be talking about tum'ah. Why? Because already by tum'ah we see leniencies. Give me one example that you see a leniency by an animal that became tameh. Well, we know the leniency. Tum'ah hutra b'simur. That's a fantastic leniency. That if the animal becomes tameh, for a simur command, you bring it. So since already we found leniencies in tum'ah, we'll say, you know what? The seitz is mechaber even for a yahid that brought it, the tum'ah. But what do you see from over here? We have a clear bright that it's saying now, tum'ah hutra b'simur. Proof positive to Rav Nachman. Question against Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat's an Amora. Rav Sheshat cannot argue on a blaita. So the Gemara says, and I quote inside, Hutra Mikhlala. Hutra Mikhlala means normally you have Isur of Tum'ah. But Besibur, we're going to say Hutra Besibur. And therefore, since you found a leniency by Tum'ah Besibur, I'm going to say that the seats can mechaper by Tum'ah. By what? Tum'ah of a Yahid. But basically, what do you see from the Lashon of the Braita? The key words over here is Hutra Mikhlala. Hutra means it was Hutra. Question against Rav Sheshat. Kasha the Rav Sheshat. Gemara answers Tanahi. You know what? The bottom line, after all this sugya, it's a Mahloket Tanaim. Is Tum'ah Hutra B'Sibur? Or is Tum'ah Dehuya B'Sibur? Just like Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshat, there were two Amoraim that argued it out. It's a machloket tanaim as well. So Rav Sheshat has a tana in his corner, and Rav Nachman has a tana in his corner. Where's this machloket? So it says, Kedetanya, like it says, Detanya. Seats, the seats. Ben sheyishno al mitzcho, ben sheeno al mitzcho, miratze. Devrei Rabbi Shimon. Amazing. The Rabbi Shimon's opinion is like this. When we say the seats is mechaper, even if it's not on the Kohen's head, he's not even wearing it. It's hung up somewhere. It exists. He's not wearing it in his head. Doesn't matter. The seat is so powerful. It's mechaper. Ben sheishno al mitzcho, whether it's on the Kohen's forehead, ben sheinu al mitzcho. And she learns that even if the Korban became tameh, at the time that the Korban became tameh, the seat wasn't wearing, wasn't on the Kohen's gadol's head, doesn't matter. Mechaper. Now, the Mefashim explain, it doesn't mean that only became, that he wasn't wearing it at the time of the when it became Tameh, because really, who cares what happened at the time that it became Tameh? We really care when you brought it on the Mizbayah. That's when you need the Kapara, not when it became Tameh. So the Mefashim explain it, that according to Rashi, actually, even if the seats has Kapara from the time that the animal became Tameh, till the time it was brought on the Mizbayah. So which means the point is like this. According to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't matter if the seats was not on the Kohen's head at the time of Tum'ah, and as well as the time that the animal was brought in the Mizbeah. The seats has a power to be Mechaper. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Odeu al Mitzcho Miratzeh. In Odeu al Mitzcho, Inu Miratzeh. He says, no. For the seats to be Mechaper on Tum'ah, he's got to be wearing it. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon tells Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim Yuchiyah. Rabbi Shimon tells Rabbi Yehuda, I'll prove to you that I'm right. That what? That even if he's not wearing it, it's mechaper. And I'll prove it to you from the Kohen Gadol on Kippur. I ask you, does the Kohen Gadol wear the seats on Kippur? Yes. However, not when he's going into the Kodesh, Kodashim. Because the seats is gold. And the law is that when the Kohen goes into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to wear any of the garments that are gold. Based on the principle in Katigur Na'asah and Sanigur, that since he's going to Mechaper for the sin of the Egel, when he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, it wouldn't make sense for him to wear a golden vessel in order to atone for the sin of the golden calf. You're trying to Mechaper, so the gold cannot turn into a defender for something that was an Avon. In any event, the Kohen cannot wear the seats in the Kodesh. So it says, because he's not wearing it when he goes in. But we know that if anything happened to the Korbanot on Kippur, the seat is Miratzeh. So what do you see? You don't have to have it on his head. So that's the question Rabbi Shimon tells Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, what are you talking? Hanach leKohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim Shetumah Utrah lo B'Sibur. He said, what are you talking? That's your proof? You have no proof. All the korbanot that the Kohen brings on Kippur are korbanot sibur. And when it comes to korban sibur, tum'ah, utrab sibur. Why don't you tell me tum'ah, utrab sibur? I don't need a seats. Mechlal, the Rabbi Shimon savar, tum'ah, dechoyal sibur. Must be that Rabbi Shimon really holds that what? That tum'ah is not utra, tum'ah is dechoyah. And therefore, it's the seats that is really mechaper. And therefore, comes out the botai we have found concluded that we have a machloket indeed of tanaim. I repeat to the machloket. Rabbi Yehuda says the seats is mechaper whether he's wearing it or whether he's not wearing it. That's the bishamon, I should say. The bishamon. Rabbi Yehuda says dafka if he's wearing it. So came the Gemara and said, Rabbi Shimon tells Rabbi Yehuda, I'll prove you I'm right. I'll prove you he doesn't have to be wearing it. Why? Because the Kohen's not wearing it on Kippur. And what do we see? That if anything happened to the Korbanot, we see that what? There's Kapara. So yeah, you see that I'm right. That the seats does not have to be on the Kohen Gadol's head for Kapara to happen. If something happens to the Korban. And the Bible that comes along and says, what are you talking about? You're talking about the Korbanot of Kippur. The Korbanot of Kippur are Korbanot Sibur. Korbanot Sibur shekavu alo zman. Tumah utra b'sibur. I don't mean the seats on his head. Which means the seats is not a factor in Korbanot Sibur. It's utra. Also, what do you see clearly? Rabbi Yehuda must hold Tumah utra. If Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah utra, must be Rabbi Shimon holds Tumah dehuya. So we found a machloket amongst the Tanaim. That means Rav Sheshat will hold like Rabbi Shimon, and Rav Nachla will hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, just to conclude this piece, to get the rules that come out. Actually, we'll give a sikum. Rule number one. Any korban sibur that's kavua zman you're allowed to bring it mitum'ah. I want to point out, even a korban yahid that is kavu azman, you could bring it mitum'ah. So the basic rule is korban sibur or korban yahid that is became tameh, it is permissible to bring it. Machloket between Tanaim and Amoraim, what the parameters are. Is it permissible to katayla, hutra, or is it dehuya? Rabbi Yehuda holds hutra. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Nachman as well. Where Rabbi Shimon will hold dehuya, and that's the opinion of Rav Sheshat. Now, I quote, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman sovereign to mahutra besibur. Ve'en mahazin ahar tahara. Which means you don't even have to find a tahor one. Just bring it as it is. Which means whether the owners are tameh, whether the kohanim are tameim, whether the vessels that they're using became tameim, or whether the korban itself became tameh. When we say tum'ah utra b'sibur in a korban sibur shekavu al ozman or korban yahid shekavu ozman, it doesn't matter where the tum'ah is. You don't need seats in this case as well. Because the klal is, anytime you say tumah hutra, I don't need the seats to mechaper. What am I mechaper on? Except there's an exception. What's the exception going to be? In the case of korban haomer. In the case of korban haomer, where we want the kohanim to eat the shirayim, like we learned earlier, then even these rabbis will agree, like a tayla, try to get a tahor one. Because everybody agrees, you'll get kapara, but you can't eat it bitum'ah. However, in the case of the shirayim of them, we want them to eat it. So therefore, we're going to say what? It has to be done bitara. Furthermore, let's say a korban yahid. Okay, we could. That's fine for that point. Now, Rabbi Shimon and Rav Sheshat, they hold tum'ah dehuya. And therefore the Chattayla, you should try to get a Qurban that's Tahor, but if you can't with the Avad, it's okay. A Qurban Yahid that's not Kavu Azman, Tum'ah Dehuya. Aval ima Qurban Atzmo Nitma, Hasitz Miratzi Alav. So there's a difference between a Qurban Yahid, if the Qurban itself became Tameh, not the Kohanim. If the Qurban itself became Tameh, the seats is mechaper on the Qurban itself. Now, Hasits miratzeh al Qurbanot Yahid, she'en bahem dechiyat tum'ah. Okay, like we learned, the seats is miratzeh al Qurban Yahid. Tum'at nidchit besibur, ap betum'ah shel Kohanim. Good. Tum'ah, we say, is nidchit besibur, even if the Kohanim themselves became Tameh, the Be'alim, the Kli Sharet. Okay. Okay, and that's that you saw as well. So the bottom line, that halakha, the question would be, what is the halakha? Do we posek like Rav Nachman? Or do we posek like Rav Sheshat? So they bring down the halakha and the Rambam in Hilchot Biat Mikdash, that tum'at dechuya besibur kishitat Rabbi Shimon. So Rambam is posek like Rabbi Shimon, that tum'ah is dechuya besibur, not hutra besibur. And therefore he's actually posek like Rav Sheshat. Baruch Anu Al Olam. Amen. Ve Amen.